You're very welcome back. I'm joined by Fine Gael's Eileen Lynch, Malcolm Noonan of the Green Party, Michael Fitzmaurice, who's an independent TD for Galway and Roscommon, and Harry McGee of the Irish Times. And we're going to continue on a green or climate theme because the Copernicus Institute, which monitors the planet and the environment, is managed by the European Commission. It reported today that the 1.5 degree climate tipping point will be reached by the end of this decade. And that's a decade earlier than previously predicted. And that is that catastrophic for the planet, Malcolm?
Yeah, it is. There's no doubt about that. But we've become kind of used to these reports. They come and they go, and there's very little coverage of them. This is quite serious, and you know, highlights the need for all of our collective efforts around climate action, and why this government has decided, Minister O'Brien has decided to throw in the towel on reaching our climate targets.
He'd reject that, of course.
He will reject that, but that's the reality.
Was anyone ever going to reach them?
Pardon?
When you were in government, was anyone ever going to reach them?
Yeah, I mean,
you signed up to something
in the last year,
by
2024, we had gotten close to 7%. They are onerous, but I think as politicians,
we
have to be honest
with people. Percentage we were by 2030? Where were we, realistically?
Oh, we could have.
Signed up to what I'm, it's like the light, putting on the light in another room.
And, you know, it's funny, I saw Colm McCarthy in the Farmers Journal saying effectively the same thing. We just have to move towards adaptation now, that the targets are unattainable. So is that the question? Are we just going to
as fatalistic, and others might describe it as realistic.
They could do, but the reality is every country has to play its part. That's what we signed up to.
Well, we know clearly America isn't playing its part.
No, it's not.
And quite likely China and India aren't playing their parts. Even they're making progress, I know.
Are making significant progress.
Yeah, but they're still major polluters.
Most European countries have reached the target.
Yeah, if you look, though, across the world, and if the major industrial powers aren't meeting their targets, well, maybe Colin McCarthy is right. Maybe we should be moving to adaptation quite quickly.
No, he's not right, but we do have to do adaptation as well. We've seen that with the storms we're getting and the extreme weather events we're getting. There's no doubt about
that. What should we be doing? What should the government be doing right now that isn't being done, in your opinion?
Well, do the basic things like meet the legally binding targets that we signed up to.
I know, but how? What should be done to meet them?
Continue the trajectory that we started in 2020, and meet those targets. It's not leadership as a minister to come out and say that we're not going to get there. We're hosting the presidency of the European Union at the second half of this year. We need to show leadership.
Eileen.
Yeah. I think we have to be realistic about this as well. And your question there, realistic or fatalistic, I think it's quite unfair to say we've given up the towel. Yes, we've acknowledged that we're not going to reach the 50%.
Again,
it's more likely that we'll reach 23%. But as I said, we can't give up. I think if you give up on this, you completely throw in the towel, and that's not the approach. It's important that the measures that are implemented already, and there's been many measures in terms of our climate goals, when you look at retrofitting, when you look at solar panels for schools, when you look at the purchase of EVs in this country. And it's very important that when you're bringing in measures like these, that you have public buy-in. And I think that hasn't necessarily always been the case, because if the public aren't behind you on this, it's very, very difficult to achieve it. We've seen now the adoption of the 10 sectoral adaptation plans, because Malcolm has said, we do need to adapt. But I think we also have to acknowledge, whilst not exactly giving ourselves a clap on the back, I think it's important to acknowledge that our level of greenhouse gas emissions is at the lowest it's been in 35 years. And
that's not
taken,
saying much.
It's
that's
not.
From
but
a base
we
of
have
nil almost.
Yeah, but where we are with what we've got, I think we have to acknowledge the wins, small as they are. That's with an increased population of 1.5 million. It's with an
so
extra 1 million homes.
Will you be acknowledging that? Will you be saying that as you move communities away from the coast?
Pardon?
Will you be acknowledging that as you move communities away from the coast?
I refute that. I don't see. Look.
You don't believe that'll happen?
I don't believe that will happen. I think climate change is happening, and I think it's very important that we acknowledge that. But as
Malcolm,
I said,
get in there.
Alternatively, we give up.
It will happen, of course, and there's no doubt about that. That's going to be the thing.
But what's the alternative? We have to keep going with our plan.
Abandonment has been talked about as a strategy. So I think if we're talking about adaptation, we have to talk and look at what's happening in coastal communities, not just in Ireland, but throughout the world.
Harry.
I was at the COP conference in Paris in 2015 when the 1.5 target was agreed. And I mean, it's been observed by ignoring of it since then. And the problem in Ireland, like many other problems, is that decisions are made, but the length of time between decision and implementation is purgatorily long. When Michael Fitzmaurice wants to do something and get work done, he'd jump onto a dozer or onto a machine and get it done. But in Ireland, the offshore wind all of these things, they're taking decades rather than
extremely
years.
Extremely bureaucratic.
To go from planning to implementation.
The bulldozer has the last
the
30 seconds
solar,
of the programme.
Solar has grown very quickly. That's been the one kind of shining light.
There's a reality here. We're talking about earlier about building houses. We're talking about infrastructure. The 60,000 houses should be built. There's about half a million more people working. They don't fly to work late. They have to go somewhere. We're going to put up more emissions. Trump has decided to give 54% more licences out in the last 2 years than ever was put out in America for oil and for drilling. And let's be realistic about this. I remember when I was a gossoon in 1985 or 6, and I read a report that the world was going to end in 1999.
Don't bring us
and
there.
You know what? I'm still here.
Look, it's enough emissions from us this evening. My thanks to Eileen Lynch of Fine Gael, Malcolm Noonan of the Green Party, Michael Fitzmaurice Independent, and Harry McGee on Irish Times.